This is Going Public. I'm Dan Woods. Southeast Missouri State University's Center for Speech and Hearing provides comprehensive diagnostic and intervention services for communication disorders for all ages, and their services are available to the general public. We're going to learn more about the center and about virtual cognitive stimulation therapy now with Amy Heron, clinic coordinator at the center, and Karen Breeding. She's an instructor in communication disorders. I spoke with them on the television program, SE Connect. So first, let's start with you, Amy, and tell us, if you would, just tell us about the center itself.
Sure, absolutely. So the Center for Speech and Hearing is a training facility for undergraduate and graduate students who are majoring in communication disorders or studying speech-language pathology. Okay. And it also functions as a community health center for individuals in the community in Cape Girardeau or even the greater Southeast Missouri region. So people who have communication disorders can come and get speech and language services. They can get hearing evaluations. Provide whatever, you know, those individuals might need.
I guess your service area is pretty much the same service area as the university, pretty much. I mean, which is a good size coverage area.
Yes, exactly. We pull clients from Arkansas, from Tennessee, from Kentucky, Illinois, and Missouri.
That's fantastic. Karen, let's talk a little bit about, and this title just mystifies me, virtual cognitive stimulation therapy. What is it?
Well, if we can break that apart a little bit.
Let's do that.
Cognitive stimulation therapy is basically a group therapy that we offer, and it is for those 60 years and older. Mm-hmm. And it's basically just a way to get those cognitive functions going. It focuses on memory, and we go about that in such a way that it feels much more like a group that gets together and
okay.
chats.
Okay.
So we're wanting to get those interactions going. Part of it is bringing in their life experiences from before and tying them into things that are happening nowadays. The
okay.
virtual part of it, of course, is due to COVID-19.
Right.
So this all takes place over Zoom.
Okay, and this is something, you have some funding to do this, I think I read. So tell
we
me kind of how this
do.
Is all working.
Oh, we're so lucky to have that. Our therapy is funded through the Cape Girardeau, Cape Girardeau Senior Services
okay.
Fund.
Okay.
And they allow us to give this therapy.
So if somebody wanted to participate, I guess it's free for them to do. They just need to have a good internet connection, I'm guessing, to participate.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that would be beneficial if they were at home. We also offer it if they come to the center.
Okay, they can do it there,
then
too.
We can put them in a private room and get those Zoom services up and running for them, make it a little bit easier for them.
Sounds like an important thing, and I know you guys, it seems to me, since the center's opened, you're growing and the demand has been increasing, right? I mean, you're servicing more and more clients than you ever used to, right, Amy?
Yeah, so we have a wait list, and so we're trying to do our best to change our service delivery models to accommodate, you know, all of the people who need services in our area. You know, healthcare is very expensive. A lot of people can't afford speech and language therapy. And so we're constantly trying to find ways to make healthcare or speech and language services more affordable for individuals in our community, because then it benefits our students as well. You know, our students need the opportunity to work hands-on with these clients mm-hmm. and gain these experiences, so that way they're well prepared as professionals. And then that way our community wins as well.
So let's just kind of talk through just more of the things that are available at the center. One of the things I noted here was, so you help folks with language and memory problems after a stroke or a brain injury or stuttering. There's a lot of things mm-hmm. that you all do. Speak to a few of those.
Yeah, absolutely. So a speech-language pathologist, that's a big term. A
yeah.
lot of people think yeah. of us as speech therapists.
Okay.
And they think, oh, you work on R or S. But actually, a speech-language pathologist's work encompasses a lot more than that. We cover voice, we cover stuttering, we cover language development, which is huge. You know,
yeah.
we think of our young children who might be delayed in producing language.
Mm-hmm.
We think of kids who may have those speech sound differences, but also brain injury impacts language. So and then there's other diseases like Parkinson's and aphasia. So there are a lot of things that go into communication, and we tackle all of it.
How do you have, I mean, you have to have a long wait list, I would imagine. There's a lot of need out there, right, Karen?
There definitely is. We see a lot of children. Mm-hmm. We're also seeing a lot more adults now. those traumatic brain injury patients, you know, dealing with insurance is not always easy. And we are able to offer services in ways that maybe the hospitals aren't able to.
Okay, so you've kind of maybe fill in because they're probably have a long wait list too in some cases.
And
so
in some cases.
So you're helping out. What are some of the things that are going on at the center that some of our viewers and listeners may be interested in learning about, Amy?
Sure. So the biggest thing this past year has been our expansion into telepractice. Back in March, before the pandemic happened, we were 100% in person. When March hit and our center closed for about 2 weeks, and after 2 weeks we were up and running with our telepractice, and we were able to get 60% of our clients back on in their therapy sessions virtually just in that spring semester. And so after that we gained, you know, kind of our footing with telepractice, and we expanded it, and so now we can reach more people in rural areas because they don't have to travel all the way to the center, and it's a lot more convenient for a lot of families to be able to just log on from home. And so that's been an exciting offering, not only for our families, but also for our students who now have this kind of dual ability to practice in person and then also virtually.
Let's talk a little about the student component to this, because students are working there in the center with you all, and they're learning the trade and learning how to serve patients, right?
Yes, they are. We're able to start with our students at the undergraduate level, which a lot of other universities don't always have that component, but our undergraduates actually get time in the Center for Speech and Hearing working with clients. Of course, they're supervised at all times, mm-hmm. and then that goes on into the graduate program, and they're able to see more different and varied clients.
Have you had students who went through the program, graduated, and have come back and are working at the center now? Has that happened yet?
So our center is entirely staffed by graduate and undergraduate students.
That's
so
great.
All of the speech pathologists who supervise them, and we have one audiologist on faculty as well, they're all faculty in the department. So we all kind of wear this mm-hmm. dual hat of instructor and actual clinician. And so we're able to provide that supervision for them. And so,
you also offer a Master of Arts in Communication Disorders. Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about that too.
Sure. So all of our, we have 18 graduate students in each cohort, so that makes about 36 total. And they stay in their first year in our actual center, so that mm-hmm. way they get a lot of support, you know, mastering the different clinical methods and working with different disorder populations. And then in their second year, they get to go out into the community and work at different externship sites. And so they get that hands-on opportunity in a lot of different settings. And then they go on. We have 100% employment, 100% praxis pass rate. That's the test they have to take when they graduate. So so we have a really successful and high-demand program. We usually get over 90 applicants, you know, for our cohort of 18 or 19 students every year. So, you know, we're really proud of our graduate program and all of the experiential learning opportunities that they get here at the Center for Speech and Hearing.
We've been going public with Amy Heron and Karen Breeding from Southeast Missouri State's Center for Speech and Hearing. To hear more interviews, visit krcu.org.